What's going on right now is that we are coordinating efforts to get people out of jail. Several opposition leaders have been imprisoned in different jails around Kampala. The first group really was the one that was heading to Katwe, where we had a rally. And basically this rally was to explain to people why we were going in what you're calling Walk to Work Reloaded, in that the economic gloom is only deepening and we are not seeing any change. Instead, we are getting increased electricity tariffs, increased interest rates, commercial interest rates. The police got wind of it and they cut us off while we were leaving the meeting heading to Katwe. Now, this group included Dr. Kizza Besigye, the Lord Mayor, Erias Lukwago, Honorable Nabila Sempala, the MP for Kampala, the woman MP. We had Honorable Wafula Ogutu and Honorable Semo Junganda. So a number of members of parliament. Then there were some heads of political parties. Now, our colleagues who got away, also some of them decided to continue with the rally, and they went to Katwe, and those have just been arrested. About 5 minutes ago, I got a text message saying that group has also been arrested. That's Ingrid Turinawe and about two other members of parliament.
Is it true that some of these members of parliament and other figures, their homes had been surrounded by the police ahead of this
event? That's correct. Yes. Honorable Nabila Sempala, who lives quite close to where I live, called me in the morning and told me to send the media to her house because her house was already surrounded. They actually got there as early as 5 a.m. But when she decided to leave, all they could do was follow her. And that's when we were going to organize for the rally. So I was in her company. We went to Katwe and started mobilizing, telling people about the afternoon. So as we drew crowds, again, the police surrounded us, and the people rescued us, and they locked us in a shop. Mm-hmm. And then they started negotiating on our behalf with the police commander, and eventually the people are the ones who negotiated our safe passage.
What do the authorities say are the charges likely to be?
Traffic offenses. They say that we caused traffic to be blocked, so those are going to be the charges. You're not going to be hearing anything more serious because that's the way it is these days. They are not charging us with treason. This time it is traffic offenses.
And this was meant to be a part of a third round of walk-to-work protest, as you say, for the reasons you mentioned.
Yes, it's a build-up to what we call walk-to-work reloaded. Because one issue we had with walk-to-work week, which was the second one, was that people were unaware of the reasons why we were walking. We decided that we'd have rallies around Kampala to sensitize on the purpose of the walk to work and how we use it to create awareness and to put pressure on government, particularly for accountability for public wastage, but also for them to come up with policies to help the common man during this difficult economic time.
Where does this leave the protest after the arrest of several of your leaders?
Well, we are going ahead. We are going ahead because we have said that if the leaders are arrested, those who remain behind must become leaders. Because the way they are weakening our protest is by thinking that if they cut off the main leaders from the rest of the people, then the protest will collapse. But we are relying on mobilizing people now to become leaders on their own. And our next rally is actually on Saturday.